Second parak of Psachim, Mishnah Zayin. We know that if water comes on grains, then they can become chametz. And therefore you have to be very careful what you do. And shermis and boots on the tanakovim, you shouldn't soak. This is some type of chicken food, but it had grain inside of it. You shouldn't soak it because we're concerned that the grains are going to be machmis. Abel cholten, if you put in boiling water, permitted. If you take grains and you put them in boiling water, they will not become chametz. Today we're not bekeim in this, and therefore we don't rely on that. It has to be baked. Isha l'tishvus and muslim shepel v'yodel l'merchat. Women should not soak also this muslim which they would use to rub themselves when they took by the bathhouse, because once again it may become chametz. Abel shafi abasar yavish. You can rub it on her skin when the muslim are dry. Even if her skin is a little bit moist, but that's the minimum amount of moisture. We're not concerned. Interesting, another chiddush over here. Not only water causes grain to become chametz or flour to become chametz, also saliva does. And therefore, one should not chew wheat in his mouth to soften up the wheat and put it on a wound, because the saliva that comes in contact with the crushed wheat will cause it to be machmir.